A transcendental forest, an abysmal ocean, a distorted face. All these and more can be found in Cynthia Shura's outstanding weaving titled Winter Dream. At first glance, the enchanting artwork resembles next to nothing, and most pass by without giving it a thought. As you look deeper, though, her story comes to life. Cynthia Shura was born in Rhode Island, but later moved to the heart of Kansas to enhance her career as an artist in textile design. It was here, in the calm, motionless plains of the Midwest, that Cynthia found her main inspiration. Winter Dream, created in 1986, displays a combination of both reality and fantasy in her dreamscape version of the wide-open fields. This is where her adventure begins. The sun drops below the horizon and the darkness creeps up to take its place. A gentle breeze rushes in, and cool white flakes of snow begin to fall. All seems quiet, but what could be hidden in the shadows of this perfect image? Could there be ghostly figures lurking in the dreamy veil covering the beautiful grounds? The tenebrous regions of color thrown into the luminous blues and whites of the picture suggest that a malicious creature waits in obscurity. The blemishes of the piece made me wonder, why would Shura taint her seemingly perfect world? It reminded me of the quote, "If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't," implying that nothing in this world can be totally flawless. This quote pulled me deeper into the artist's mind. It made me believe that the message she was trying to convey through her work was that when she first saw Kansas, she was struck by its beauty, but soon found the stains in this new world too. Shura did not let the imperfections ruin the elegance, though, and created her own miniature version of the mysterious and magnificent scenery. Shura's choice of smooth cotton and silky rayon fibers intertwining with each other completes the piece, making it a truly classic work of art. This has been Perona Kundu with another Bulldog Podcast.